Welcome back to The Stars Made Me Do It. Happy Aquarius season. You've got Sierra and Mimi
Hello.
here. We are talking about Venus and Aquarius. We are continuing our vison. Oh my
Our
God. Our
vision.
vison for being here.
Oh,
Our
man.
Venus season.
Yes.
And yeah, here we go.
You
How
know
you
what?
how do
Aquarius is a popular sign. Like, I was looking back at our stats for like episodes and stuff, and like these Venus episodes have been really popular. And I mean, our Scorpio moon episode cannot be topped. Like, y'all Scorpio moons need to hear about your Scorpio moon, but Aquarius moon is a close second.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. It's Aquarius season is an interesting time. Aquarius is an interesting sign.
Very much so. Yeah.
I mean, I'm married to an Aquarius. I've got lots of Aquarius energy around me. And I don't know, how do you feel during Aquarius season or about Aquarius energy in general?
You know, I think personally, out of all the signs, Aquarius is one that I do struggle with. On like I'm on the higher end of struggling with that one, but I connect to it a lot. I think I struggle with it because I connect it to myself a lot in aspects of myself that I maybe struggle with. Like, so I'm a Leo rising, so Aquarius is on my seventh house, and I've been sitting with the descendant. You know, if the rising is how you approach the world and how people see you, the seventh house is how you approach people and how you see the people in your life. And I don't know particularly how I feel about Aquarius season. I know that it's been a time of connecting and feeling safe to put myself out there and to make connections with other people. And I feel a little bit more extroverted during that time. But there's also that theme of belonging that comes with Aquarius, which is why I think that the Aquarius moon episode is so popular, because people want to feel understood or feel like they belong or that they have a place, especially with that Aquarius moon placement. So, yeah, I mean, it's such a connector, right? Such a networker. It like has the drive and excitement of connecting people to each other, of connecting themselves to other people, of seeing how all of these different eclectic, quirky personalities all make up the world that we live in. That's how I really see Aquarius, and kind of one of my biggest points about Venus and Aquarius, because Venus is such a relational planet.
Yeah, I don't even know how I normally relate to Aquarius season. I have Aquarius intercepted in my chart, and I'm exploring it more and more now as I feel like it's becoming more and more externalized in my life. And I do know, like, so I don't know. I feel like Aquarius season in itself seems to just kind of pass me by, but last year I noticed it more than I had in the past. But Aquarius energy, I mean, I have always vibed with Aquarius energy, so much so that I married one. But like, I really love the complete, just doesn't give a shit energy in a genuine way, because they're so, curious and almost like experimental, that there's no space in their life to almost be embarrassed or, wonder what other people are thinking of them in the ways in which many of us do. And they're just silly. There's such a silliness to them, where there's a seriousness to Aquarius too, but because maybe wacky, like, there's just
Yeah, I
a
think
little
quirky. You know, they have their
quirky.
quirks, like they're specific. They are niche.
Yeah, exactly. And the Aquarius energy of really connecting people together and finding a different way of doing things, an unconventional way of doing things, not doing things just because everybody else is doing them, and also questioning things. They're very much the questioning authority type, and not just following the rules because the rules are there. And as somebody who is a pretty big rule follower, but that could make me uncomfortable, but I really appreciate it, because I hope to at least follow the rules because I agree with the rules and because the rules make sense. And I like that Aquarius brings the questioning element to things that are just, we might look past them because they've always been that way.
That's something that I do relate to about Aquarius being on my seventh house. I feel like I never assume that somebody is right. I mean, that's also my Aries. I'm like, but you could also be wrong. But I think that my Aquarius seventh house, I'm a challenger. Like, I do like to challenge people and challenge their thoughts. And if people are, taking action or saying things based off of things they assume are right, simply because they've been said for so long or done for so long, I do like to challenge and be like, why do you specifically choose to do that? Like, has that been a conscious choice, or do you just do it because that's what you think you're supposed to do? And I do appreciate Aquarius for that. I think the not giving a shit about what other people think is really fantastic, but in some ways it can also come across as not sparing anybody's feelings. And like, well,
For
feelings
sure.
aren't part of the equation. I'm here to do social experiments and to learn about people and their psychology and why they do the things they do and how they contribute, and sometimes forgetting to add emotion into the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. Aquarius, like we've said many times, like they're the water bearer. They're the ones that are
Yeah.
pouring out the water. They are removed from the water. They are not flowing in it, and they have this really cool perspective of all of the water and emotions and how things are flowing. But because they're not a part of it, that can come across as being detached because they really
Yeah.
are detached from it. And so
Yeah.
that is a very cool perspective. Having an Aquarius moon mom, I really get that, how she always brought perspective to hard situations, but there's also, a time and a place for being inside that water being poured out and
Right.
needing to feel through the things. And so that's something that, maybe depending on all the other placements, for an Aquarius or an Aquarius Venus, experiencing the flow of being in the watery emotions, but what they bring to the table is the perspective of, hey, this isn't gonna last forever, or hey, this isn't that big in the grand scheme of things, or hey, this is what I'm seeing from over here. So they
Yeah.
do bring a very cool perspective that can sometimes be detached, but can also sometimes be refreshing.
Yeah. So we're going
Yeah.
to get into it more, but quick plug, go check us out on Instagram at the Stars Made Me Podcast, TikTok at the Stars Made Me Podcast, and patreon.com/the Stars Made Me Do It. We also have a Venus questionnaire for this Venus season. So if you haven't filled it out yet, please do. We're pulling data from you guys, from listeners, from friends, family, anybody who wants to contribute about Venus and how it shows up in your life. So you can find that on our Instagram bio as well.
And if you're new here, because you are listening to the Venus seasons, we have a Mercury season for every Mercury sign that's already out, a moon episode for all the moons, a sun episode for all the suns. So go and check those out too.
Yes. So if you're an
Well,
Aquarius Venus and a Scorpio moon, boy, we got you covered.
yeah,
All right. So just
do.
a quick reminder, Aquarius is a fixed sign and an air sign, which makes it quite unique because air is so unfixed. It's so in its nature, it's so moving, and fixed is so unmovable. And then
Yeah.
Venus is the planet that rules relationships, finances, self-worth, our sense of creativity, and also our means of relating to others, how we connect and also nurture our relationships.
Yeah, I always see it like as the giving and how we give and receive love too. There's so many pieces to that puzzle, but I think Venus can really show us how we feel loved and how we show our love to the people in our life.
Yeah.
Just like Venus and Aquarius thoughts in general, I feel like the big one for Venus and Aquarius is friendship. I am married to someone who has a Venus. He is an Aquarius and his Venus is an Aquarius. So got double Aquarius going on there. And
Yeah.
even before having been in a relationship with him, I would just like, or if I didn't have that as my base, because I really do, I very much know what it's like to be in a relationship with a Venus and Aquarius, but I think that friendship just comes down to it so much because Aquarius energy is people energy. It's the humanitarian energy, and it is relating to somebody on a human level, wanting to know the human behind somebody. So it's so much, in that detached way we mentioned, where it could, if you think about Venus and relationships and the romance and all of like the feelings part of it, that's not necessarily what you think of when you think of all those Aquarius traits. But what you do get with Aquarius is just such a devoted friend, because the friendship element is that's what all the human stuff is made up of. It's like the relating to people. And so I think that the Aquarius Venus, which actually is funny too, because it's my mom as well. She's also an Aquarius Venus. Like, I just feel like the person that you, if you choose to spend your life in a partnership with someone, I think that it really has to be, when it comes down to everything, we are friends. And I actually, I'm just thinking right now, because I did talk to my husband about this a while back, and he made a comment about how he never wanted to, he would never be in a relationship with one of his friends. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, but hold on. What do you mean? Because I would think an Aquarius Venus would, that's how you would find your person, is being friends first and then going into a relationship. And he was like, no, because I wouldn't want to risk the friendship if it didn't work out. And that's something that, and then of course I like pushed it. I'm like, but what if you and I were friends before? And he was like, well, I would
Of
have risked
course,
it if it was
classic.
you, you know? But honestly,
Had
that was
to
huge
sneak that one
though.
in.
That's huge though, to think of if you are, if it is a friend situation and an Aquarius Venus is willing to risk it, that is a big deal because they value friendship so much.
Yeah, that's where you really see their fixed energy. Like air is always a very social element, but that fixed is like, but I'm very loyal to the people that I've chosen. And Aquarius being such an analytical sign, it's almost like having a mental and a subconscious pros and cons list of why this person is a good friend versus do I really want to keep this person in my life as a friend? And once they've gone on that pros list, they're there forever. You know, it's like very much a nope, I made this decision based off of a lot of information that I gathered, and this friend can be added to my collection of friends, because that's what I think Aquarius really does too, is it collects connections because it is such a networker. I mean, Aquarius rules the internet, right? Where we connect to people who we never would have connected to without it. And similarly, it's kind of interesting to think about Venus and Aquarius in the modern age and how they are likely to find their partner through online means, which in your husband's case was actually was how it happened. So there's almost this like removal from the in-person connection that works for a Venus and Aquarius.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really interesting because, again, from that removal perspective, my other big thought on Venus and Aquarius is the independent factor, because I'm a Sag Venus, and so my like Sagittarius Sun, Sagittarius Venus self, being in a relationship with an Aquarius Sun and Venus vibes really well, because we both really need to be independent. And whereas I need like full freedom, he needs like a an in it's independence and freedom are like overlap in many ways. And I will say, for many, just Aquarius energy in general, much Aquarius energy in general, there's a real need to peace the fuck out. There is a need to be like, I know that we were hanging out every day last week, but I'm gonna be gone for 2 weeks because I've been around people too much and I need to go and be in my own thoughts. And it's not even really a conscious choice. That is something that I have seen with Aquarius energy so much, is the wait, where'd they go? And suddenly they're gone. And then they slowly come back when they're ready to be around people again. And there is
Yeah,
this.
because Aquarius is a very social sign, but it also they're so on when they're with other people that it's like I don't know if they're really introverted or extroverted, because they do put their energy outside of themselves. But I think because they commit so much to, you know, it depends. There can be an introverted Aquarius or there could be an extroverted Aquarius, because there's also that Aquarius that doesn't quite feel like it belongs and it's way too much energy to try and relate to everybody else, and there's sort of that exhaustion that comes from that. But there's also the side of Aquarius that is extremely social and wants to connect and is very excitable around other people, but then, you know, at the end of the day goes, man, I really need my alone time.
And I think that there's something so mental about Aquarius, again, with that air energy, that they have to take time to process things. Venus is all about the, relationships and that creativity. And again, like, we've got feelings going on there, even though I know that comes in with the moon, but we've, it's such a love sign. But Aquarius energy is so brain space that when they need to process things mentally. They need to process things logically. And in order to process things, they need to most of the time do that on their own. That's a calculating kind of process time that happens. And they really need space in order to do that. I think that even if you are an extroverted Aquarius or extroverted Aquarius Venus, you really need to take intentional time and space in order to kind of filter through all the things that you're thinking and all the things that you're feeling. And one thing that I think is huge is, it could depend on all the other placements. If they've got heavy Cancer placements, or I don't know, maybe Pisces placements, or really wanting to, stick with their partner all the time. But I really think that an Aquarius Venus needs to not feel obligated to be around their partner all the time. And that was one thing that was huge for my partner, saying that, it means so much to him that basically we can both do our own things. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we want to all the time, because we enjoy spending time together. But like, I am not going to be like, wait, can I come with you? Can I do this? I want to do this. Like, wait, why are you doing that without me? And sometimes, it's not even a question. Obviously, we're
There's
doing
also
things
no shame in
together.
doing that if somebody else's relationship works that way. Just in
Oh my
case anybody
gosh.
heard that and they were like, I do that, and they felt bad. So,
No, it's more that for him, that's too much for him. And he was expecting that in relationships, or that could be something that is like common in relationships. And I'm like, okay, have fun. I'm going to do my own thing then. And that is what an Aquarius Venus, whether or not you do want to spend all your time with your partner or not, knowing that if you wanted to do something on your own, you wouldn't feel that you would. I feel like clingy energy is the exact opposite of what
It's an
Aquarius Venus
ick.
wants.
It's an
It's
ick
a
for
big
Venus and
ick.
Aquarius.
Yes. Yes.
All right. That's a lot on relationships, but financially, also, if you have Venus and Aquarius, look at your Uranus because it is the ruler of this Venus sign, or also Saturn. But really starting with Uranus, I think is important to look at, maybe where you meet your partner, where your relationship thrives, and also how you make your money. How you're creative. I think Venus and Aquarius is creative in whatever way they have hyper fixated on in that moment. Like they are like, oh, this month, this is my creative activity. And it's also something very typically quite niche. Like if we're talking about the archetype of Aquarius, it's something that only they would have come up with. Or even if it is something that a lot of people are doing, it's very different in their own way. Like it feels very different for them. They create from a place of real authentic, similar to Leo because it is the same spectrum there. Like they're creating from an authentic need to express what they're feeling or what they're experiencing.
And also just like how you said to look to Uranus for the, because that's the ruler of Aquarius, I also definitely recommend paying extra attention to what house, I mean, always what house your Venus is in. But just thinking of my Aquarius Venus partner who's got his Venus in the fourth house, I would say he's a lot more, there's that watery energy. He definitely has that influence on that Aquarius Venus that I think if you were to have an Aquarius Venus in an air house, or maybe in a fire house, it would show up in a completely different way. And so that's just another reminder too, because we do say that, Aquarius Venus tends to be more
Aloof.
removed, aloof. Yeah, exactly. But then I would not say that's the case for my partner
Yeah,
because
because you put
of
that Venus in the fourth house, there's a commitment to home and family life and domesticity.
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, with the finances and with creativity, I mean, I just feel like the world is your oyster with Aquarius Venus in very almost under the radar ways. Both, I'm thinking of my mom as well. My mom is so creative, but it's almost sneaky. It's almost like you wouldn't quite notice it right away until they're in their own world doing their own thing, and then you're like, wow, what did you just come up with? I almost don't feel like Aquarius Venus leads with by creativity. I think we said this, many times, but so often we think of creativity meaning artistic. And creativity has so, there's so much more that goes into it. And I think that Aquarius Venus can be exceptionally creative in coming up with, in their thinking process, and in their, finding a different solution or not even realizing that they're just coming at something from a different perspective. And so they're offering up an entirely new way of seeing something. Welcome back to Please Don't Skip This Ad for our awesome Patreon group. We would love to have you guys as a part of our community. We are chatting with people on our Discord. We have a whole second podcast over there, and it's a really, really good time.
Yeah, if you like the vibe of The Stars Made Me Do It, you'll definitely love Transits and Tangents, which you can find on Spotify and sign up through Spotify. It takes you directly to Patreon. There are three tiers that you can choose from. You could be a pop star for just $3. It's basically a cheap diner coffee where you just get access to the Discord community and you can chat with us at any point. We're there day and night. It's a lot. And then you can get episodes 5 days early every week too. So you can hear the episodes that come out on Sunday, on Tuesday every week. And then you can also just support the Firestorm, which we would love. Our second tier is the Rock Stars for $6. Consider this like a Starbucks coffee. Again, you can join us on Discord. You get early access, but you also get exclusive episodes every other week. So you get 50% access to all of the second podcast. And then our last tier, the third tier, it's our Superstars, the most popular. It's only $9 a month. This is like your favorite local coffee house with all the bells and whistles. You get the Discord, you get early access, and you get 100% of the exclusive episodes every week. You can also guest on an episode if you want. Where we do some analysis, which we're basically talking about on Discord all the time anyway.
We have such a fun Discord community, such a fun Patreon community. It is really like all the behind the scenes chat that we get to do. We talk about fun, different analysis that maybe we'll do one day on the podcast, but we also get to know you. And that way, when we're going over the transits of the week and we're talking about the astrological weather report, it's not just about us, it's about you. And so if you're interested in how the planets are actually affecting you on a personal level, then this is really the place to join us. Also, we just it's a lot of chatty good times, and it's a little more silly. And so we got super education of what's going on, and we have silly get to know us, really, like we're a community over there. So check us out. We'd love to have you. And we do have free trial going on if you'd like to dabble and see what it's like.
Yeah, 7 days free trial. So go join us on patreon.com/thestarsmadememeDoIt.
And now back to the show.
Going back into finances too, this is a sign that it's like you could literally make your money in whatever way. Like this, that's the thing about Aquarius too, is there's that unpredictability factor too. So when it comes to how you make your finances, it might not be like a super conventional way. And actually, talking about convention, this is something I found really interesting out of the celebrities that I pulled up. I mean, most of the ones that we'll name are ones that are well known, but there were so many that were not massive A-list celebrities. And I think that speaks on not trying to just play the system, but actually
Yes.
creating art for the sake of creating art, not to be famous or rich, you know, kind of thing, which is very Aquarian in its nature. So those finances, like you do something because, or finances, self-worth, creativity, you do something because you actually believe in it, and there are very high morals there.
Yeah, there's something about, and that comes back to that humanitarian nature too. Like I'm doing it because it's good to do it. And that's where we see that Leo Aquarius axis that we've talked about many times. But archetypically, Leo is the one that wants to be in the spotlight. And archetypically, Aquarius is the one that doesn't care about being in the spotlight. They care about doing something for the greater good. And we can get into ego talk at a
But
later
also there's
time.
a little bit of ego there, so
But that's exactly that goes along with what you just said, though. They're not necessarily trying to do it for the spotlight purpose. They are creating what they're creating because they have a need and a desire to create it.
Yeah, I believe in it. Should we get into some of our references?
Let's do it. So we have our friend Isabel M. Hickey with Astrology of Cosmic Science. And for Venus and Aquarius, she said that Venus and Aquarius is cool, calm, collected, and detached. And I feel like I would agree with that statement.
Although calm, I don't know. Like they're kind of a frenetic energy.
Yeah, I think that they can be. I mean, I. Maybe I'm biased because my husband's got so much Gemini energy too. I'm like, yeah, calm. I don't know. But I do think that Aquarius energy has that ability to shut off the feelings part of it when we need to be logical, and that can be considered calm because we're just approaching things logically. But I will definitely agree with detached, as we have said before.
For sure.
And we also have here that this Venus can function well in friendships, with acquaintances, and in groups. But when it comes to the personal equation, she does not do very well. And that, it's like the whole Aquarius energy of like a people person that doesn't like people. It's exactly that, where they love humanity, but not
But
people.
intimacy, right? Eek.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is being Venus that can be very, I don't want to say it can be challenging, but I think it can come across as not what we expect Venus, Venusian energy to come across as, because there is such that logical, airy, intellectual energy behind it. And we also have that Venus in Aquarius finds it very difficult to understand the emotionally oriented, for she strains her feelings through her mind stuff. She has clear-cut mind, but icy and cold emotions. I wouldn't say that Aquarius Venus has icy and cold emotions, but I would say that there could be a difficulty understanding the emotionally oriented. I'm just thinking of, very watery energy versus this very air energy. And I think that because Aquarius has this a very cool way of seeing this perspective of pouring that water at a distance, they really don't understand what it's like to be in that water. And so that detached nature, like we talked about, and having a hard time, like, why are you wallowing in these feelings? Why are you letting these feelings take over? Why are these feelings so big? Why is this ever, well, there's so much of it. And that is could be really hard to understand when you are so far removed from it.
I mean, I think like the moon is how we feel through our feelings, but the Venus sign is how we embody the feelings that are coming through. And I think that's why I struggled with calm in that first quote from this reference, because I think Aquarius, when they are emotional, they don't recognize they're being emotional and they spew their feelings in what they think are facts or in statements. When, to someone who has like maybe a lot of watery placements, they recognize that somebody that they're communicating feelings, but they don't know that they're communicating feelings. So I think when Aquarius is, or Aquarius placements, or especially Venus and Aquarius is going through a particularly emotional time and doesn't have the exact perfect tools to process that emotion, that calmness, that filter of calm is not working properly.
I almost feel like there's something again about that removed and ego energy that we mentioned too, is that, not understanding like what's the, why are you taking up so much space with these emotions? Like, why are you, feeling all of these things? Like
Hey, just put
it's
those away and then there won't
yeah,
be a problem.
exactly. There's because they don't process things in that way, and I almost can feel that as being that kind of not understanding the purpose and the need for others to express in big ways and to feel big feels. And maybe they don't need to do that. I don't think Aquarius Venus, Aquarius energy in general, needs to feel and express in those big ways. But that's something that, we can all come to understand from an outside perspective. And also it could really benefit that Aquarius energy to understand that some people really do. That's their functioning. And it's so different. Yeah.
They also just have a larger perspective, and I think that, like, we get into a pattern of speaking about Aquarius because archetypically, yeah, they're not emotional. They're separated from it. But there are emotional Aquarius placements out there, and the way that they handle them can be very mature in that they have this bigger perspective and understand, oh, you know what? This thing isn't going to affect me in the big picture, which is what they value anyway, right? So I'm going to let this brush off and I'm not going to hold it on. And for them, that's such a skill. Like, that's so empowering that they have the choice to not hold on to it. They have the choice to say, I have bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, I think that as always, those signs that express and feel everything really big and dramatic and all-encompassing, and then the signs that don't at all, where it's much more mental processing and, internal and grounding, is that that's how it's supposed to be for that person. And I think that often a part of the reason why Aquarius energy gets, labeled as the weirdo, which, I'm married to quite a weirdo and I love him very much, but is because this is not the quote unquote typical way that we see processing emotion. And Aquarius, or again, this is Venus, so it's not fully emotion like the moon is, but what, like giving and receiving love, let's say, is not going to be the same way as somebody who is always, having these feelings and emotions on such a louder scale. And so the way in which an Aquarius Venus loves the people in their lives is not any more or less than somebody else. It's just expressed differently. It's expressed in much more of that mental way because they are such a brain, and like intellectual processing energy. It's just going to look different. Yeah. And so the last quote here from Isabel M. Hickey is that Aquarius Venus could be righteous, ethical, and correct, but lacking in lovingness and understanding. And this just goes for what I was just saying. I don't think it's lacking in lovingness. I think it's being expressed in a different way than what we,
Differently,
yeah, exactly. But righteous, ethical, I would say those are words that do go along with Aquarius energy because of that seeing the bigger picture, being very righteous about this is how, I can see the larger thing, this is how things should be, and ethical because they are trying to do things for the greater good.
for sure. It's like if someone is having a problem, I don't know, the Aquarius perspective is, well, we can sacrifice one for the good of the many. All right. So our next reference is Alice Sparkly Cat. Thank you for this article. We have got this is the shifting Venus. It's a Venus that pops towards you and then away again. Venus in Aquarius is unpredictable. Venus in Aquarius is there with you, reading all the books that you do and knows everything about your bedtime routine. And then, as suddenly as a light switch, Venus in Aquarius disappears. It's turned towards something else. That's interesting.
I would agree with that. It's a Aquarius is like fixed until it isn't because it's air, and so there is such a we're doing things this way. This is the way we do things. This is it. I am fixed. And then that Uranian sudden like impulsive bolt of something. And it's something else. And that's the way in which I think that Aquarius,
Just
they
changes
will,
gears.
it's exactly, it changes gears. And that's the whole needing to peace out that I mentioned before, where I'm hanging out with friends every day, we're all, and then wait, we haven't heard from him in a month. Where'd he go? Because the
And
gear
then you throw in
shifted.
a Pisces sun there and
Woof. So we also have that loving Venus in Aquarius is about loving someone who changes their mind mid-sentence. Well, there you go.
it
It's
is.
loving someone who spends 3 months with you glued to the hip and then lost for weeks at a stretch. So basically, exactly what I just
It's like a stray cat.
Very stray cat energy. Yeah.
Meant
Yeah.
lovingly.
For sure.
One of the most understated parts of Venus in Aquarius is its tendency to help. This is an incredibly helpful Venus. It's a Venus that shows up to be a friend, not because anyone is counting on them, but because no one knows how to. Venus in Aquarius makes the time to come help you again, not because of duty or obligation, but because of their own ethics. Yeah, and that goes back to doing something because they believe in it rather than because, they're just doing what the system told them to do.
Yeah, I don't feel like the Venus in Aquarius is the, following the conventional holidays of like, I'm not just gonna get you roses on Valentine's Day because it's Valentine's Day. Or it could show up as I'm getting you roses on Valentine's Day because I think that that's what people do, right? Like I'm
Yeah,
trying to
exactly. That's
relate,
romantic, right?
right? And This is a Venus that is full of contradictions. Venus in Aquarius is a strict Venus. It does not allow the bending of ethics that they have worked to understand. Venus in Aquarius is a tremendously helpful Venus, and yet it balks at the concept of anyone knowing just how much they care. Venus in Aquarius stays in relationships for decades and for entire lifetimes, and yet it's a Venus that freaks out a bit if they consider the prospect of having to stay somewhere for more than 12 months at a time. Full of
There's such
contradictions.
a commitment, but there's like a, but don't make me commit to the commitment. I've already committed, but don't make me say it.
Oh, God. Yes.
Sorry.
Isn't being committed enough? Do I have to say it out loud? Do I have to prove it? Yeah.
Like,
Yes.
yeah,
If
otherwise
you're
we
Sierra,
don't
yes.
know, friend.
No,
All right.
I really will say that though for Aquarius Venus is that because that expression of, romance and love is not in a quote unquote typical way, that to them it really is enough. It's, I am committed, so you should just know that and almost like be grateful for it because here I am committed. And then there is, I have such a mix of conventional and unconventional, but I have a lot of conventional like energy in me, and I am someone who I'm like, no, I recognize that your actions suggest that you are going to commit. So why can't you just say it? Why can't you just, declare it? Why can't we, make that an official thing? And so there is that need to understand that Aquarius shows it in different ways. And there is that Aquarius need to understand that others need to have that statement. Others need to have that, I don't know, more concrete assurance in those ways too.
Lastly, loving Venus in Aquarius is hilarious. It's about loving someone who is so awkward that they don't know how to be awkward. It's about loving someone for real, about loving someone who has no idea how to put on even the slightest pretense about who they are. It's loving someone who calls for you when you least expect it and runs for the door when you are sure they would stay, not because they have any kind of motive, but because they're figuring out how to be around people for the first time all the time.
I loved that line, like figuring out
That's
how to be
very
around people.
Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. That's like
For
really,
sure.
this is giving me.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's I mean, when I think of Aquarius energy versus Pisces energy, it's the Aquarius is the alien who's living on Earth, and Pisces is the human who's not living on Earth. And so I think that that's the energy that I always bring to just Aquarius is they're discovering how humans do things and they love humans, but they're not quite sure how to be one fully. And they're learning and they're also bringing a very cool perspective to the rest of us because it's almost like I'm thinking, I can't remember what it's called, but there's those kind of like comics that are the aliens that are,
Oh
they're
my
very
gosh,
like blue and
Nathan
pink.
Pyle.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
love his
That
stuff. Yes.
feels so Aquarius energy
It
where
is.
they're like petting the cat and it's like it's making a noise. That means it's working,
Yes. Oh my
That
God, I
feels
love those
like,
comics.
a very Aquarius Venus like discovery of how people do things.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And then we've got this list of celebrities, some of which are very well known, well known for their humanitarian efforts, which is very cool. We've
Yeah.
got Rashida Jones, Oprah Winfrey. How's that for very people-oriented? Jon Hamm and Harry Styles, which Harry Styles has been a big advocate for the LGBTQ community as well, or
Yeah.
just, gender neutrality.
Yeah. We have Timothée Chalamet, Olivia Wilde, Bruce Willis, and Ashton Kutcher, which he has also humanitarian energy for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Jared Leto, T Swift, Steve Buscemi, Patrick Dempsey, Paris Hilton, classic activist.
Oh my gosh. Bill Nighy, Allison Hannigan, Yoko Ono, and Kirstie Alley.
And so I just feel like a lot of these, like, while they are well-known names, they're well-known for being themselves, even. Like, I feel like Steve Buscemi plays Steve Buscemi, Bruce Willis plays Bruce Willis. Like, Yoko
Yes.
Ono's so well-known for, making the choices that she made. And, like, same with Harry Styles, Oprah Winfrey, like, all of these people are so well-known for speaking their voice.
I love how you put that. They are known for themselves. Like, these people don't play characters, they play themselves in different roles. So good.
And then back to the questionnaire data. This is the questionnaire that I mentioned at the beginning. So if you want to contribute, feel free to go to our Instagram bio. It's at the Stars Made Me podcast, and you can fill it out with your Venus information. So top relationship values. This is fascinating because it is so on brand. Intelligence was their top relationship value. Like the
So good.
stimulation of the mind.
Oh, so good. I asked my husband to take the quiz, and then I was like, wait, what did you answer? Tell me what you answered. And he went over it, and he was like, oh, I'm trying to remember my top three. I know it was intelligence. I was like, of course it was. And also, like, thank you. You must think I'm smart. I just,
And
it's
then
so on brand. I love it.
it totally is. Up next, but not even nearly as close, like intelligence was double the next top two ones are honesty and humor.
Love it. Love it.
Someone, and the relationship values question is mark up to three. Someone ticked literally all of them except ambition. So I'm like, what happened? Who hurt you? Was like, you want
Don't
all these
try to
things, but
do
not ambition.
anything. Just let me do it. Oh my God.
Love language, we got quality time as the winner, which I thought was really fascinating because that I think is like, I just want to spend good time with you. And that feels so on point. Like, if I can just be in the same room as you and it be quality, that's great.
And there's something so human connection about that as well, because I know that that's my husband's love language too. And it baffles me sometimes where I'm like, you really are okay with slowing down your entire bike ride just for me to be there with you. And he's like, yeah, but I don't care about that. I just want to share the experience. And for my ambitious ass, I'm like, if you're slowing me down doing something, I'm gonna get frustrated. And for him, it's so genuine of like, I want to enjoy this activity with you. That's the whole purpose of it. And I feel that Aquarius energy, it's so there because it's the human part again. And it's the appreciating something because you get to share it with another person. And it doesn't have to be in the, I don't know, the romance way that we're like maybe thinking of, but just literally the experience, having another person there to witness something, to be part of something, to share a memory with something is so, it feels so Aquarius to me in such a great way.
We did have someone put in physical touch, which was kind of off brand, but then we had another person who said quality time and definitely not physical touch. So they kind of zeroed out.
That's really funny. That goes back to the what house is your Venus, because I know I would say my husband's second one is physical touch, and that makes sense having a fourth house Venus. So look into those things as well.
What they're most likely to splurge on. We got some interesting answers. Classic food, but electronics, books, and we got some travel there, which really would fit, like, obviously, archetype of Sag Sun, Aquarius, Venus. But I liked books and electronics because it was like such stimulation of the mind.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
Core values, just in general, we've got integrity and honest slash truth coming in at top answers, which is super ethical, right? Really tied to ethics. A couple of named ones I really liked, which was social justice. And then someone put in that everyone is equal. And so very much like that humanitarian energy coming through.
It's just so good. It's just so on point.
I mean, we got someone who put friends, we got freedom. Someone put in their core value with yummy food. So, you know what? My Taurus placements appreciated that. Thank you. Creative activities, top answer is music. I love that because there's so many different kinds of music, and I could see a Venus and Aquarius having their very specific kinds of music that they like. That, and also that being a good channel for feeling through whatever they're experiencing.
That is such a good point. It's also music has a way of being emotional, but also mathematical. And I love that there's so,
Formulaic.
exactly, because you can. I am not that type of musical person. I am the more like feeling into it and will memorize it, but I applying all of the the actual rules and logic behind the different scales and the different
Yeah.
keys and all those things. But for such a logical mind to be express yourself creatively in music, if you can understand all those, the math behind the music, that is very, very cool. And we had some musicians too. We've got, Harry Styles and Taylor Swift
Yeah.
on this list of celebrities, and they are both singer-songwriters that are writing and creating their own music. It's not
Yeah.
just one or the other. So that goes along with that so well.
Yeah. Some other answers I liked were smoking weed and good conversations, getting them feeling creative. Very, again, on point. For overindulging, it was a three-way tie between food, weed, and sex. Isn't that interesting?
That's really funny. The
Isn't that
three-way
interesting?
tie. Wow.
Yeah, like to overindulge in those things. Yeah.
Oh, that's very
The weed,
curious.
like,
Okay.
definitely Aquarius. I mean, I think of Aquarius sort of similarly as Sagittarius as being a philosopher, like loving to have topics to bounce off of with other people and to talk about really big, meaningful topics with others. And I can see that being a very good activity to go along with smoking a bowl.
Yeah, and I also will say for a sign that is constantly in their headspace, that would be a great way to like relieve stress. Yeah.
Yeah. Their style slash aesthetic. I was curious about this. We've got a winner by far is casual chill. I'm wondering how much COVID has affected like our style aesthetic being as
I know.
identifying as it used to be, because I think so many of us now are like, I'm gonna be casual chill, but in my own way,
Yes.
me matching so many different colors and prints now. And I feel like, yeah, Aquarius. I don't know. I mean, it kind of gives Billie Eilish energy, I think, with the casual chill. I feel like it's baggy, but it's a statement. I don't know.
I think that Aquarius energy, they are trendsetters in the I'm doing it because I like it and it might be a little weird, and then suddenly other people are doing it because it hasn't been thought of before.
Yes.
But at the same time, I don't think in many cases I wouldn't put Aquarius Venus as being a like aesthetically, I don't know, dressing as being the priority. It
Yeah,
seems
I
like
agree.
there's
There are
something
more important things at hand.
exactly. So that casual chill is like, I want it to represent me, but almost like if I put in, it's like that's not the thing I'm going to put in the most effort to. So the casual chill feels like it can represent me and not be something I have to think too much about.
Yeah, for sure. And then extra notes that people put in, these were really interesting. I tend to like the underdog, which is so Aquarian, and
Oh,
supporting the one who isn't expected to win.
yeah.
Someone put, I need a lot of alone time. I can be standoffish and don't always want affection. So that kind of goes back to that love language. Someone put, I like nerdy, tall, blonde women. All right. Someone also mentioned trust issues, which I thought that was interesting for Venus and Aquarius. Like that kind of goes back to the filter through which Aquarius l allows people into their lives. There's an element of, can I trust you? Because once I deem you trustable, you're in. And
Yeah.
that's a commitment that I mentally have to make.
Yeah, because as much as this is a fixed air sign, and air has just a, changeable, like more flowy nature to it, any fixed sign that has to make big changes, that is hard. It is hard
Yeah.
to have big changes, and if you have to, especially because Aquarius being such a, appreciator of people, to have to change your thoughts and opinions and interactions with somebody who you thought was categorized as this person in your life, that
Yeah.
is hard.
Yeah. Like, okay, now I have to make the go through the ment the hoops to change
Yeah.
that mentally.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you have it. That's everything on Venus and Aquarius.
Wow. That's fascinating. It's really, I love these episodes. I love learning more about this and
Yeah, like exploring
seeing,
it.
yeah, exploring it and seeing the lens in which, Aquarius Venus sees the world. And also, we'll have to, if you did hear our ad before about Patreon, Definitely check it out. If you didn't, still check it out because there will be, a time where Venus in present day, moment will move into Aquarius and we will be feeling that as a collective. And so even if you don't have your Venus in Aquarius or have somebody in your life with Venus in Aquarius, that's something that happens once a year,
That
where
we
we're gonna
collectively feel, yeah, or once every
exactly.
18 months.
So we will feel that influence of the Aquarius Venus energy when it is in Aquarius. So that's just a neat thing to think of, that just global influence that Aquarius Venus is going to give us too. Well, this has been lovely. Thanks for everyone sharing your data, and definitely check that out if you haven't
Said in the
yet.
most Aquarian way. Thank you
Thank
for
you for
sharing your
sharing your
data.
data. And Mimi, why did we talk about Aquarius Venus today?
The stars made us do it.